आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरम् गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
In our last session we are seeing the sadhanas which Shankaracharya has prescribed in verse number 69 and 70. It is said mokshasya hetu prathamo nigadyate. Mokshasya for liberation, first hetu, the cause, nigadyate is considered. What is that? Vairagyam, dispassion. What type of vairagya? Atyantam, extreme vairagya. From anitya vastu su, from all anitya vastu. So what are anitya vastu? Everything made of five great elements, Vasana, VMI, PFT, OAT, Jagat, world, everything, all lokas, anitya vastu su, including our own body, mind. Atyanta vairagya is needed. Tata samaschapi damas titiksha, then after that samdam, sat sampatti. That means sadhan chatushtay, vivek vairagya sat sampatti and mumuchuttam. This is required. And you should write down 1, 2, 3 vairagyam. If vairagya is not there, what is the cause of vairagya? Vivek. You are not doing vivek properly. Atma and anatma vivek. Vairagyam. Tata samaschapi damasicha nyasah. sannyasa means, then you have to renounce, give up. Give up what? Prasakta kila karmanam brisam. Brisam is completely. Completely you have to give up all your selfish karma. Thereafter, he says, you become fit for Shravan. Now check your list where you are. Is the Vairagya is atyantam or not, number one. Then after that, Samadham controls. Sadhan Chatushta Sampanna, this is to be checked. Thereafter third, Nyasam. There is no ego, no doership, no selfish karma. Then you become fit for tata, thereafter. It's connected, the verse is connected with the previous one. Tata, thereafter. Shruti, tat, mananam, satattam, dhyanam. Then comes the shruti, this means shravan. Next comes manan, then comes dhyanam. But we are interested in dhyan first, without Vairagya, without sadhan chatushta sampanna, without nyasa of the selfish karma, without listening to the Vedanta, without reflecting on that, we come to the last topic first, dhyanam. Very good. How this dhyan should be? Chiram, for a long time. Nityam, every day it should be done. Nirantaram, there should not be any gap. Ek hafta kiya, now I'm going on to chutti. No. Nirantaram, nityam nirantaram. Tataha, again, thereafter, what will happen after doing the dhyan? Tataha, abhikalpam param etya vidwan, you become vidwan. Abhikalpam, vikalpam means thought. Abhikalpam, without thought. If you do the dhyan, from sabhikalp to you come to nirvikalpa. What is sabhikalpa? With thought. Sabhikalpa means sajatiya vritti prabaha. Same type of thought going toward one object, one entity, one Lord. Sajatiya vritti prabaha is sabhikalpa. And when you practice this sabhikalpa, you enter into nirvikalpa. That is taken care of by the Lord, nirvikalpa. Tata abhikalpam param etya, you get it, vidvan, ihaiva, here, iha eva, here alone, it's not that after death you will get. Ihaiva nirvan sukham means that the now the sansara has ended, there is no sansara, no sorrows. Nirvan, sukham, you get that sukh. Samrichyati, samrichyati, you realize it here. So this is the whole sadhana, summarized in two verses. Many people ask this question. We are attending classes for 20 years, 25 years. Why it is not happening? Now you have to find out in the checklist why it is not happening. Where is the shortcoming? Now, since the Vairagyam is the first thing required, immediately in 71 he says, Yad Bodhavyam Tab Idanim Atma Anatma Vivechanam. You have to do the Atma Anatma Vivechan first to arrive at Vairagya. Tad Uchyate Maya Samyak. I am telling you completely, Samyak. Srutva Atmani Abdhareha. Srutva, by listening it, Atmani. Here Atmani means mind. Srutva Atmani Abdhareha. It should be registered here. Not it's going from here and coming out. Srutva, after listening, Atmani in the mind, Abdhareha, hold it. And this knowledge should be available whenever I require. Then it is going to help you. Very good. Then he said, okay, first let me tell you about the gross body. Start from the sthula. What is this gross body? Then he said, majja, asthi, med, pal, rakta, charma, twag. 7 items, he said. 7 dhatus. What are those? Marrow, asthi, bone, med, fat, pal, flesh, rakta, blood, charma, inner, and twag. Upper skin. Dhatu bhai anvitam. This is composed of, this gross body is composed of these 7 items. What else is there? Now he is saying, pada, uru, vaksha, bhuja, prishtha, mastakahi, angai, upangai, upyakta, upyaktam, etat. It is united with etat, means this gross body also has got some limbs. What are those limbs? Few of the limbs, yes, padu, legs, uru, thigh, vaksh, chest, bhuj, arms, prisht, back, mastakai, head, angai, and upangai. There are other upanga also, he is not mentioning all of them. So these are the anga of the gross body. The gross description. Now what has happened after that? Says in 73.
Aham mameti pratitam shariram.
Aham mameti pratitam shariram.
Mohaspadam stulamitiryate budhai.
Mohaspadam stulamitiryate budhai.
Nabho nabhasvaddahanambhubhumayah.
Nabho nabhasvaddahanambhubhumayah.
Sukshmani bhutani bhavanti tani.
Sukshmani bhutani bhavanti tani.
Aham mameti pratitam shariram. Mohaspadam stulamitiryate budhaihi. Nabho nabhasvaddahanambhubhumayah. Sukshmani bhutani bhavanti tani.
Budhai iti iryate. Budhai means wise person. Iti iryate. They say like this. The budhai say. What they say? Mohaspadam. This gross body is the seat of delusion. Mohaspadam. How it is deluded? Aham mam iti pratitam shariram. Aham, I. Mam, mind. Pratitam expresses shariram. This sharir expresses aham and mama. I and my. And this is the whole maya. Tulsidas ji said, may or more, torte maya. Bas, this is maya. The first thing, this body is the seat of this may or more. So when we say this body, I am this much, this is my personality. This body's life is my life. I am considering this body as atma. Not only that, this is my existence, this is I-ness. And now the same person is saying, my limbs, my body, my eyes, my ears. That means he has become karta also and he has become the objects also. He has become subject also, he has become the object also. How can one and the same thing become subject and at the same time object? This is the biggest delusion. Don't we say, I am this much, this is my existence, life of the body is my life. Then also we say, my hands, my eyes. When you say my hand, my eyes, that means hands or eyes are different from me. And first when you are saying I-ness, then you are saying I am this much. The greatest delusion. Tremendous more in this body. We are attached to this body more than anything. We can detach from the whole world, but it is very, very difficult to detach from the body. Even though we have studied in Tattva Bodh, Madhyam Sariram, Madhyam Prana, anything which is mine, mine, we say, it is definitely different from me. We all accept this. My hand, hand is different from me. My book, book is different from me. But when it comes to the body, then body becomes me. We say my dog, but we never become dog. But when it comes to my body, become body. Atma is body. So how can we come out of this? With abhyas and vairagya. Mahatma said, if you continuously practice this Atma and Atma Vivek, and if the vairagya happens, then you will be able to see that you are different from the body. I did pranayam course under Sri Sri Ravi Shankar ji. And in the Sudarshan Kriya, in the last day, they tell you about the Sudarshan Kriya. It's very fast breathing and in different rhythms. After that, you lie down. And then they say, okay, now you come out of the body and see your body. It really happens. You come out and you see your own body. It's lying. So with abhyas and vairagya, if you practice, then you can differentiate and you can distance from the body also. But it is difficult so long the moha is there. So long the delusion is there, it will never happen. Then this body is made of, gross body is made of five great elements. What are those? Nabho, nabha means sky. Nabhasva, what is nabhasva? It's the air. Another word for air is nabhasva. Dahana, dahana is fire. Then ambu, water, bhumaya. Five great elements are there. So all bodies of human and other beings are made of five great elements. Can we prove that this body is made of five great elements? How do we prove?
Make them run around.
Yes, make them run about 10 times. And then when he comes, gasping, sweating, and then you can find out, each element you can find out is there in the body. Now the mosquito body is also made of five great elements. He comes, he said, your body is also made of five great elements, my is also made of five great elements, we are at par. So I love you, I want to kiss you. And he wants to land on our body, but we say, ah! He is also at par. Then he says, Suchmani Bhutani Bhavanti Tani. So first came the Suchmani Bhutani. Such means the subtle body, subtle great elements. What is the subtle great elements? And what is the gross great element? The same Pancha Mahabhut were in the subtle form, and later on it became gross. The gross elements we can see, we can perceive, whatever the earth, air, fire, water, space you are seeing, those are gross. Before that, it was in the subtle form. So with the subtle element and the gross element, our body is made. That we have studied in Tattva Bodha. Sushmani Bhutani Bhavantitani. So how they became gross? Now it is said in verse number 74. How they become gross? First they were in the? And what is the technical word for that? Tanmatra. Tanmatra means tat matra. Only the sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha was there. That is what tat matra. They are probably grossified. And when grossified, then became all this.
Parasparanshair militani bhutva.
Parasparanshair militani bhutva.
Sthulani cha sthula sharira hetavah. Sthulani cha sthula sharira hetavah. Matrastadiya vishaya bhavanti. Matrastadiya vishaya bhavanti. Shabdadaya pancha sukhaya bhoktu. Shabdadaya pancha sukhaya bhoktu. Parasparanshair militani bhutva. Sthulani cha sthula sharira hetavah. Matrastadiya vishaya bhavanti. Shabdadaya pancha sukhaya bhoktu.
Parasparansai militani. Parasparansai. So they divided themselves in formulas. I have to explain the formula also. Parasparans. So they divided themselves. Then parasparans, they exchange. Militani, then they united. Bhutva having become, they become sthula. How they divided, we'll see. Just sthula sarira hetava. Hetva means hetu. Hetu means cause. And they became the cause of gross body. First they were in the subtle form. Paraspar and Sai, they divided in certain ratios. Then militani, they got united. And thus they become sthul, sthulani, gross forms. Cha sthula sarira hetave. We call it in Sanskrit panchikaran. And Gurudev has given the name of panchikaran, the process of pentamerous self-division and mutual combination. Pentamerous five, self-division, then combination. This is called panchikaran. So it grossified. So what is the process? Process, the tanmatra were divided into two. That means 50%, 50%. Then this 150% is intact. Rest of 50% is again divided into four parts. That means 12.5%, 12.5%, 12.5%, and 12.5%. Guruji explains this beautifully by saying, Do rupya ka note dekha hai? Dekha hai. Usko do bana do, ek rupya ka, ek rupya. Then 1 rupee divide into 4 anas, 4 anas, 4 anas, 4 anas. So all 5 great subtle elements, they divided in this first. 50% space, and 50% of the space divided into 4 parts. 1/8, 1/8, 1/8, 1/8. 1/8 plus 1/8 plus 1/8 plus 1/8 is equal to 1/2. And 1/2 is already there. So space, air, fire, water, and earth, all they divided in this ratio. 1 rupee, 4 anna, 4 anna, 4 anna, 4 anna. Now this Purana, Purana, each is given to others. They are in all five great elements. Space is given to other four. Other four means air, fire, water and earth. This 1/8, 1/8, 1/8 it gives. And the space receives 1/8 from each of them. 1/8 from earth, 1/8 from water, 1/8 from air, 1/8 from fire. It comes to the space. Mixed, become gross. You got the formula? 2 rupees divided into 1 rupee and 1 rupee. 1 rupee is divided into 4 anas. So great, 5 great elements, A, B, C, D, E. A gives 4 anas to B, A gives 4 anas to C, A gives 4 anas to D, A gives 4 anas to E. And again receives 4 anas from each of them. So it becomes again 2 rupees. This is grossification. So with this, all bodies are made. All beings' bodies are made of these 5 great elements, gross. And with the subtle elements, subtle things are made. That we have studied in Tattva Bodha. Mind, intellect, organs of perception, subtle elements. Pranas, 5 organs of action, subtle element. I am not going into detail of sattva and rajas. So our body constitutes both gross element and subtle elements, made of gross element and subtle element. All gross bodies, all bodies of all beings are made of these 5 great elements. Very good. Then why there is a difference in the body? If the raw material is same, the end product should be also same. Why we have got the mosquito body and animal body, bird body? It's not written here. But you have studied in Tattva Bodha. Now you tell me. Sat karma janyam. It is because of our actions. Because of the karma we have done, we get different body. According to the karma, there will be imprint in the mind, the vasanas. And the vasana, vasanas are the subtle, karma is the gross. Sat karma janyam means all karmas are propelled by vasanas. So sat karma janyam, because of our karma we get this body. And we don't know what other karmas we have done, what will be our next body, we don't know. The supercomputer will tell, you have done all this karma, next body, you wanted to become this and this. Okay, chalo. Matraha tadiya visaya bhavanti. Matraha, matra means the essence of this. Visaya bhavanti. The subtle essence of them became the sense object. What is the subtle essence? Subtle essence. The essence of the space is sound. Air is touch. Fire is form. First time you see the form. In the space you are not able to see the form. We see concave, the whole space is concave. Not that. Air, no form. First time you see in the fire the form. Then in the water is the taste. In the earth it is smell. So sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Sound, touch, then form, taste, smell. These are 5 sense objects. There are millions of objects in the world. But our Vedanta says there are only 5 sense objects which has come out from these five great elements. Those are the tanmatras. Sabda adayah pancha sukhaya bhuktu. What are those? Sabda adayah. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Sabda adayah pancha, five. Sukhaya bhuktum, for the happiness of the experiencer. Bhuktum is experiencer. Bhuktum. So subtle essence of five great elements. These are the properties of five great elements. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha is the property of the five great elements, and they become vishaya, the sense objects. So when we see a flower, what we are seeing? Form. Form, that means it is the ans of fire. When we are seeing the fire, it is the form. So it's the property of the fire. But when we eat gulab jamun, then taste is the property of water. When we experience any smell, that is the property of prithvi. Bhumi. Five great elements. So these tanmatras we all experience. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. I can feel all this. We experience. So these are all objects. So many types of foods are there. But we say it is only taste. All foods can be classified under one, taste. All sabda can be, all types of sound can be classified in one, sound. So only five sense objects are there, and to perceive that we have got five organs of perception. Sukhaya bhuktu, they are enjoyment for the enjoyer. Who is the enjoyer? Perceiver, feeler, thinker, the ego in our body, he is the enjoyer. Now one thing we have to see a little bit deeper. From the five great elements, this body is created. With the same five great elements, object also created. And there is an enjoyer who is enjoying these objects. Is it not so? Is it not like a baby sucking his or her own thumb? Is it not five great elements are transacting with the five great elements? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, guna gunesu vartante. The whole transaction is in between five great elements. And these five great elements have got satrajas and tamas. Satrajas, tamas is guna. So my body is made of guna. All the objects are also made of guna. Guna gunesu vartante. So transaction is going on between guna. It's all prakriti, all maya. And the realized person never gets attached to it. He sees what is going on. Guna gunesu vartante. That's all. Next.
Yaeshu mura vishayeshu vaddha. Yaeshu mura vishayeshu vaddha. Rago rupasena sudurdamena. Rago rupasena sudurdamena. आयान्ति निर्यान्तधयूर्धमुच्चैः आयान्ति निर्यान्तधयूर्धमुच्चैः स्वकर्मदूतेन जवेन नीताः स्वकर्मदूतेन जवेन येषु मूढा विषयेषु बद्धा रागोरुपाशेन सुदुर्दमेन आयान्ति निर्यान्तदौर्ध्वमुच्चैः स्वकर्मदूतेन जवेन नीताः
Now people get attached to these five sense objects. And Shankaracharya is very fond of calling us Moola. Many times he has said in Bhaja Govindam. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Moolamati. But this Moolamati, what has become? Yesu Moola Visayesu Baddha is bound with the Visay, with sense objects. Visayesu Baddha. How? Rago Rupasena Sudurdamena by the stout rope of attachment, Raga. Attachment, pass. What is this Raga attachment? What is attachment? We have said many times we have seen attachment means. I think that this thing, this person, this object is the source of joy. That is attachment. Rag pass. Durdamena. And it is very difficult to break it. Durdamena. In chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita is also come. Na? Asanga sastrena dridena chitva. Cut it with asanga sastra. Detach yourself. So here also it is said, Rago Rupasena Sudurdamena. See, one thing you will see that objects never get attached to us. Wo aake kabhi nahi bolte hain, pakad lo mere ko. No, they never say that. We hold them. One person came to one Mahatma. Mahatma ji, mere ko sansar nahi chhodta hai. Kya kare? Mahatma said, okay, come tomorrow. So he came. Mahatma ji will tell me upaya. And when he came, Mahatma ji was holding a pillar in his ashram and crying. Bachao, 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 pillar nahi chhodta hai mere ko. Then this person was laughing. Mahatma ji, pillar can't hold you. You are holding the pillar. Well, that is your answer to your question. You asked me this question, na? Sansar nahi chhodta hai mere ko. You are holding the sansar. Pakad ke tum baithe ho. Chodo. Softer the attachment, difficult to break. Softer the attachment, jahan love hai, is very difficult. So these, when the attachment is too much, then there is an impression on our mind. And that impression again is the cause of our birth. This we know very well. This is anarthkari parampara, avidya, kam, karma. What is avidya? It's the impression, the vasanas. Because of the vasana, because of the past impressions, then there comes a desire in our intellect. Then mind thinks, sankalpa vikalpa, how to fulfill it. Then a decision is taken and by body we act. Whenever we act, there is an impression. And when the fruit of action comes, again there is an impression. When you are acting, at the time of that also, there is an impression. You are just thinking about anybody. The impression is there, it's already recorded in your memory. And when the fruit of action comes, either you will like it or you will not like it. The list of likes and dislikes will be there. So they become the cause of your birth again. Ayanti niryanti adha urdhvam uchai swakarma dutena jabena nita. Ayanti, you come. Then niryanti, you go. You are under the cycle of this birth and death. Ayanti, janma le liya, born. Niryanti, dead. Adha urdhvam, where do you take birth? Adhai, lower yoni, or urdhvam, upper. Uchai, powerful. What is the cause? Swakarma dutena. It is your karma. Your karma is leading. How? Jaben nita. Jaben means forcefully. Nita is leads you. You have got no control. You can control at the level of the karma. When you are acting, only at that time you can control yourself. But after the action is done, it's not in your hand. Gone. Now the result will come and you will be taken. How urdha, ardha? That we have seen in Gita. According to your sattva, rajas and tamas guna, you know. If you are rajasic, you are in the middle. Again, you are born in as a human being. Sattva, urdhvam gati satta, and adha, tamoguni. Depending on the mood of your mind at the time of death, whether the antakaran, the mind is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, you get the gati. Ayanti niryanti adha urdhvam uchai. Uchai means powerful. Who is this powerful thing? Swakarma dutena, by the emissary of one's own action, jabena, by force. Nita, it leads you. Your karma leads to your next journey. So karma, what is this karma? Karma is the grosser manifestation of vasana. So you can say, as per karma, you get your body, or as per vasana, you get your body. It's the same thing. So karma is the ambassador and it can take you to various types of bodies. You can be born as a mosquito or an animal or a bird or a devata also, according to the karma. The boss, who is boss? Karma. And karma, we have given freedom. Lord has given this freedom to us. Karmanne vadhikaraste ma phaleshu karachana. You have got freedom to act. Freedom to act. It's your choice. If you want to come to satsang, okay, 7:30 every Sunday. Your choice. You don't want to come, okay, don't come. Kartum akartum anyatha kartum. I will go to the pub. Jao, dusang karo. It's your choice. Lord is not going to come and tell you, are kyun nahi satsang mein gaya? He will never say. So that freedom Lord has given. And therefore, Lord has says, karmana gahano gati. Karma has got gone very deep gati. People don't understand this. Everything revolves around our karma. According to the karma, the impression is there. According to the impression that you will act in the world and you will be in the cycle of the birth and death continuously. Karmana gahano gati. Very good. But we want to do the karma. Some want to do the punya karma. Kali punya karenge, punya karenge. What will happen with the punya? You will become devta. How long you will be there? Come back again. So how many times you will go to the swarga and come back? You will be tired one day. क्या करें. बट स्टिल पीपुल वॉन्ट टू बिकम इन इंडिया. इवन द पीपुल वॉन्ट टू बिकम प्राइम मिनिस्टर. वन प्राइम मिनिस्टर वॉज देयर फॉर 13 डेज परहैप्स. बट शी वॉन्ट टू बिकम प्राइम मिनिस्टर. वाई? बिकॉज आफ्टर दैट ही बिकम्स एक्स प्राइम मिनिस्टर परमानेंटली. ही कैन राइट एक्स प्राइम मिनिस्टर परमानेंटली. सो पीपुल वॉन्ट दे आर बाउंड बधा. ओके, वॉट हैपन्स इफ यू आर बाउंड? हाउ वी गेट अटैच्ड? ब्यूटिफुल वर्स. टीचर शुड मेमोराइज इफ दे वॉन्ट टू टेल द चिल्ड्रन इन बाल विहार टू चिल्ड्रन. एप्रोप्रिएट इज नॉट टू ऑल चिल्ड्रन.
शब्दादि पंच भिरेव पंच. शब्दादि पंच भिरेव पंच. पंचात्वमापु स्वगुणेन बद्धाः. पंचत्वमापु स्वगुणेन बद्धाः. कुरंग मातंग पतंग मीन. कुरंग मातंग पतंग मीन. भृंगानर पंच विरंचित किम. भृंगानर पंच विरंचित किम. शब्दादि पंच विरेव पंच. पंचत्वमापु स्वगुणेन बद्धाः. कुरंग मातंग पतंग मीन. भृंगानर पंच विरंचित किम.
There is a printing mistake. Shabdadi bhi lika is written. Shabdadi bhi. Akar will be there. Shabdadi bhi. So how we get attest? So name of five creatures are given here. Shabdadi bhi. Shabdadi means shabd to gandh. Shabd, sparsh, roop, ras, gandh. Five. Shabdadi bhi. Panchi bhi. They are five. शब्द स्पर्श रूप रस गंध आर फाइव. पंचमी एव एलोन. पंचत्व द डिजोल्यूशन ऑफ फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट दैट मीन्स द डेथ. समटाइम्स इन हिंदी भी से इनका पंचत्व हो गया. पंचत्व हो गया मीन्स डाइड गॉन बैक टू पंच महाभूत. पंचत्व आपु दे मीट विथ स्वगुणेन बाय इट्स ओन गुना बद्धा आर बाउंड. दे आर बाउंड. Who are they? Kuranga. Kuranga means deer. Deer is bound by sabdasakti, sabd. If you want to kill a deer, that is what the hunters always do. They will play some music and the deer will stop, will try to listen where from this is coming, and hunter will आजा प्यारे पास हमारे क्रास. गॉड इज वीकनेस इज शब्द. वन ओनली शब्द आदि शब्द. मातंग. मातंग मीन्स एलिफेंट. हाउ एलिफेंट इज कॉट यू नो? दे टाई ए सी एलिफेंट टू ए ट्री एंड बिहाइंड द सी एलिफेंट दे विल डिग ए बिग होल एंड दे विल कवर इट विद द स्ट्रॉ. And the elephant will come running, caught. Sparsha Shakti. These five names of creatures are given in the same order: Sabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. Beautifully. The Sparsabda is Kuranga, Matanga, Sparsha, Patanga, Rupa. You have seen in India Patanga, the moth. In Diwali time, all the moth comes and they will circle around the bulb. Or when we light the lamp, they will go to the flame straightway, burn, die there. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa. Rasa is the mean. Mean means fish. Rasa Shakti. How an angler catch a fish? Have you seen? They make very delicious bait, you know, with pure ghee, then the eggs of the, what you call, ants, and many tasty things. They will make a dough of that and put on the bait. The fish will come. And you have to pull the string at that time. If you miss it, then the fish will eat and go away. You have to pull the string at that time, so that way you will see the angler always sitting and very concentrated. The moment it drops, you have to pull it. Then there is a hook there, and the fish is caught. The weakness of the fish is rasa sakti. In the aquarium also you will find always control. Rasa sakti. Bring a honeybee, gandha sakti, gandha smell. It will go and sit on the lotus, drink the nectar. At the sunset, the lotus will close. It has got the power to come out, but it will not come out. In the whole night, it will die. Now it is said, Narah panchabhi anchitah kim? Narah man, with these five, anchitah. Anchitah means attached. With all five, it is attached. Kim, what to speak of him? Kya hoga? One weakness takes you to the death straight away. Our all five organs of perceptions are open and we are attached to sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa and gandha. What will happen to us? God knows. Baddha, bolo theek hai bandho. So we'll stop here today. This verse is not frightening, it is cautioning us. Be aware. No doubt the sense objects are for us only. But don't forget your goal. We have forgotten our goal, that we have to reach there. We have to know our true nature. We have forgotten that goal. And we are all engrossed in the vishayas. That is what we are doing, something wrong.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.